The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep and runs away as soon as he sees a wolf coming. And then the wolf attacks and scatters the sheep. This is because he is only a hired man and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And there are other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will, and as it is in my power to lay it down, so it is in my power to take it up again. And this is the command I have been given by my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. We know that images matter, and the one enduring image that Jesus uses of himself and has endured through the 2,000-year history of Christianity and longer, if we take into account some of the matching Old Testament images from Ezekiel, and of course from the Psalms, particularly the Psalms of David, that most famous of all, the Lord is my shepherd. David, of course, was a shepherd lad before he was called to be anointed and anointed king. And that image of Jesus as the shepherd caring for us is always presented to us on this fourth Sunday of Easter. And it's there because the church dedicates this day to the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And what we're asked to reflect on and to pray is the need for shepherds or leaders in the church in our own day, as they have been throughout history. In the Gospels, there are a few occasions, not many at all, when Jesus asks us to pray for something, you know, make this your intention. But one of them is very strong, and he says this, that the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. It's Jesus saying himself, this is an intention that I want you particularly to pray to the Lord for. So the church gives us this opportunity on this day. But of course, a vocation is a comes from the Latin for calling, a calling to offer oneself to God in the form of a service wherever that may be. Maybe in the role of the lay people, I shall come back to that. Maybe in the permanent diaconate, it may be in priesthood, maybe in religious life. We in our parish know only too well how times change. Times are always changing. You look back at the 150-year history book at the back there, you see in the Victorian era, quite a few priests, just for here in Penzance. Because at that time, we had no church in Hale, we had no church in St. Ives. So this was the centre in that Victorian era. Quite a few names there. Then others of you will remember when there was the parish priest and there was maybe one or even two assistants, somebody on Scilly, somebody in St. Ives, somebody in Hale. And at the moment, we're down to one, but the light on the horizon with Deacon Louis being ordained and coming to us in the summer. But you also remember sometimes that the CRLs, the canons regular for the Lateran, were in Cornwall, a lot of them in Bodmin, and ran a lot of Cornwall. Equally too, we know the work that religious have done here, some of you are at St. Gertrude's School, some of you in our own St. Mary's School, Some of you remember, no, you won't, it's too far back, when they had a laundry here in the early days. And then, of course, in Hale, the hospital there, but they also had a school. Times change, different times, different age, moving on. But the fact that we've had these years to pray for vocations, we can take some encouragement, because 4 or 5 years ago, we had nobody in training at all. Now there are 11, and there are 3 to be ordained, at least, there may be more, 3 this year, and 2 of them will be in Cornwall, Louis, of course, coming to us here. So today, we're still looking for that encouragement that we pray, as the Lord says, the harvest rich, but the laborers few, send more. But as you came in, you may not have noticed in the baskets by the door a little card. It says service on it, and it's one for each of you. It comes from the Bishops' Conference England and Wales, and they sent you, keep it with your credit cards, but it won't get you into heaven, and Morrison's or Tesco's won't take it either. But it's a reminder that you've already got your ticket for heaven, because you got it in your baptism. And one of the great fruits of the Vatican Council that started now 50 years ago, 1962, is a greater recognition of the call of every Christian from our baptism onwards. Our baptism, our First Communion, our confirmation, they're the sacraments bringing us in and strengthening us and giving us the gifts, and the Eucharist there to nourish and feed us in the faith that we professed. And that says that then everybody has a role to play in the church's mission. And it's why we get the word Mass from that similar word. And go, the Mass is ended, go, the mission is over, get on with the mission now. The Mass, while we've had it here, you're sent out at the end to carry on that work. And this little card is there to sort of, as I say, to keep with all your other cards. They tell us that we've all got so many cards these days that one more won't harm, might be good. But on the front of it, it's got a quotation from Blessed John Henry Newman, Cardinal Newman, just to something to reflect on. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I'm a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. I shall do good and be a preacher of truth in my own place. God created and calls each one of us by name. I'm always mindful that Cardinal Hume told us that God can't count. So he doesn't know about 20 or 50 or 2,000 or 20,000 or 1,000,000. He only knows one, you, called you by your name, you are mine. And when you turn it over, as a Catholic eye, then you put your name in, you're called to share with others the joy of knowing Jesus Christ, to pray, to celebrate the sacraments regularly, because we need that that feeding, nourishing all the time, to love my neighbour as myself, to use the gifts I've been given wisely, to forgive as I've been forgiven. They're there in the baskets. There's one by the door, one by each door. Take them away. Put your name in. Keep them. And just occasionally, when you get in your cards out, you see this one. A reminder that every one of us is actually called. Every one of us has a vocation. Those called out for priesthood, religious life, for diaconate, it's a different, specific calling. But every Christian has that call from our baptism onwards. And the Lord nourishes and feeds and sustains us in all that so that we can continue his work and his mission in the world. That's why we can rejoice, the Good Shepherd is risen. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want but the risen Lord. Alleluia.